That's not shver. Holai damyas, that's not doimetu, it's not like elaliho. Same to different halacha. Halacha by paradumris, shochen oleho oif ksheiro. If you have a paraduma and a knife of a bird, a flew on top of the paraduma and sat there, the halacha is still is kosher. That's not called a didim halacha. What about olo leho zocher? What about if a male went on top of the paraduma? Then we say psula. Then the paraduma is called posel. My timer, what's the difference? In both cases, you didn't do any work. It happened by itself. In the Reisha, a bird flew on top of the paraduma. And the Seifa, a male went on top of the paraduma. What's the difference? Amonashach, if you look at the animal, in both places it did a work. If you look at the Bailim, in both places he didn't do any work. So what's the difference? So Rashi, Shach in the Le'oif, the paraduma koi, she parach benoch agaba. A bird flew on top of the paraduma. Even if it goes there by itself, still here it's mutter. Only the yolk passes the paraduma. No, any type of a work this para does, it's possible to use for a paraduma. This aliyah, when the oaf, when the bird flew on top of it, still is kosher. And the Hezber Rashi says is the loy nichalei, because the owner, the bialim, is not nich, he's not happy with it. He has nothing from it. Something you're not happy with, that's not called a melacha. Now, this is the same teretz. V'uadin echnis l'rifka v'dosha. If you just brought this eagle into the rifka just to stay there, you didn't want it to do disha, and now the animal by itself started to thresh to do melacha, since you're not nicha, you're not happy with what it did, that doesn't answer. The melacha, the bailam, the owner, has to be happy with the melacha the paro or the eagle is doing. If you're happy with the melacha he's doing, that's called the melacha was done. But if you're not happy with what it's doing, since he's doing it by itself, that's not called an issa melacha. So that's Pshan the Reisha here. When the bird flew on top of the aparaduma, you don't care, you're not nicha with it. Therefore it's mutter. Now the Gemara explains, how do we notice Yisoid? My timer. Omer Rav Papa. The pshat like this. Iksiv ovad, bekarin and ovad. If the pasuk would have just said ovad and read it ovad, then we mashma then ad the ovad be'iyu. That's mashma. The owner has to do work with the paraduma or with the egla rufa. The owner has to do work and calls them on. It happens by itself, not with the owner. It would be mutter. Now, but it's not that way. Because lemaisa, the pasuk is written ayin beis dalad. That's all ovad, but we read it ubad. Now, iksiv ubad, if it would have said with the vav ubad, the karinan ubad, and we would read it ubad, then it's also good. Afilu memela nami, even if the work happened by itself, and even if the owner is not nika with it, so what? Ubad means any time a work was done with this paraduma. So then even the race should be puzzled. Even if a bird would fly on top of the paraduma, since lamaisa the paraduma is holding up the bird, it's considered the paraduma did malacham, avadid biyasar. Who are then by Egla Rufa, since it started to do the Disha, even though the owner doesn't want it, still, if the Pasuk would have said Ubad, Ubad is Mashma, even by itself, if it does Malach, would be awesome. But the Torah doesn't say that. What does the Torah say? Hashta Dirsiv Ovat. It's written Ayin Beis Dal, that's all. The Karinian, what's the Kri? How do we read it? We read it Ubad. So it's a Mod Nezach. It's Mashma, the owner has to do the Malacha, but Ubad's Mashma by itself. So how do you have the two things? We dash in ubad dum yediyovad. It's true. It's aser even if it does melacha by itself. But the melacha being done by itself has to be doima like where the owner does melacha with it. What does that mean? Ma of it. Just like when the owner does melacha with his para. Usually it's the nichalei. He does work because he wants the work to be done. He is nich. He's happy with that work. The mela af ubad. Even like the second case when the male goes on top of the para, even though the male went there by himself. But the nichalei, as long as the owner is happy that a male is going on the para, that she can become pregnant now, so if the bialim is happy, that's usher, that's called a melacha. So that's the pshat. Even though the para does a melacha by itself, it's usher. But when? Only if the bialim is nichal with what it's doing. So therefore, by the pechnisel rifka, where the bialim is not nichal, that the eagle should dash, should start threshing there, we say that's mutter. It's not either eagle did melacha, so what? Since he did it by himself, and the bialim is not nicha with it, that's potter. Mashaykin, we went in, and the bialim wants him to do two things. He wants him to be mainik, and he wants the eagle to be mainik, and he wants it to do disha. Since he wants the disha, then takar it's osur. because any time the Bailam is nicha with the work that the egg was doing, that's the pasuk asher lo ubad. Mashm, even if it does it by itself, still it's osur. I, the Torah doesn't say the vav just ovad, that means you have to be nicha. So why there's no raya to buy it for rovim from this last case either. Toshima, I'll bring you another raya. The halacha like this, aveda. Somebody found a coat. A guy lost his coat from Shus Rabin, and Reuven passed by, picked up the aveda. Now, when you bring the aveda home, the halacha is like this: Lo yishotchenu. You're not allowed to spread out the coat or the blanket, whatever you found. You can't spread it out in your house. Lo yagavi miti. You can't spread it out over your bed. Lo yagavi mogud. You can't spread it out over mogud or like hooks. You can't spread it out on the wall. Litzar koi. If you're doing it for your own purpose, like you want your house to look nice, you're not allowed to do that. Not yours, it belongs to somebody else. You're not allowed to spread it out for your own purpose. What about Abu Shait Khal Tsarko? But if it's a tsarach of the beggar itself, Lamashul, you want to air it out, Pasha. The worm shouldn't come and eat it up. So if you want to spread it out to air out the beggar itself for the purpose of the beggar, that's of Adamuta. It's not called you're doing for yourself, that's called doing for the beggar. Like Rashi says, Lutsarko, Kadesh Lo Yachlenu Ash. You don't want the worms to eat up the beggar, that's Mutta, spread it out. Now, that you're allowed to do. What about nizdamnim loy orchin? Let's say you have guests over your house. Now that you have guests, you want to show off, you want to have your house look nice, so you want to spread out now this nice blanket, either on the floor or on a wall, you want it to look nice. So if you have guests over, locher is, lo yishotchenu, you're not allowed to spread out this blanket that you found, lo yagavi mita, not over your bed, lo yagavi mog, not over the hooks, Bein letzarko, whether you're doing it for the purpose of the beggar itself, bein letzarkoi, whether you're doing it for your own purpose. So what do you see? Even though you want to do it for the purpose of the beggar, let's say the beggar, now you didn't spread it out, you didn't air it out for 2 weeks, so you're afraid the worms are going to start to eat it up, so you want to spread it out. So you have a right to spread it out because you're doing it for the purpose of the beggar. Still we say, if you're doing it at the time when you have guests over, since you're mechaven for your own use also, which that's a mix of gezel, that is. Like, you have no right to use somebody else's chayfetz. You found an aved that belongs to somebody else, you have no right to use it for yourself. That's a gezel. So since you're mechaven to use it for your own use also, that's aser. So chura tzaraya, even though here it's yefsher, like lemaisi, you really should have a right to spread it out, because you're doing it for the purpose of the beggar. Still we say, if you're mechaven though for your own use, like now you want to show up in front of your orchim, it's aser. So it's a raya to Ravam, that even though it's Eefshir, but since you're mechaven, you have kavana, when you have kavana, it's aser. It's a kasha and abaya. If the abaya knows no kasha in me, shani hosam to kolilo. If you're going to show off and show it in front of the orchim, in front of your guests, you're like burning it up. What do you mean you're burning it up? Imishum ein abisha. One pshat is you're going to give an ayin hor on it. If you're going to spread out somebody's nice blanket and the orchim will look at it, they're going to stare at it and give it an ayin hor. An ayin hor is something bad, it'll make it, it'll be destroyed. So that's why it's osur. A new isur, as ayin hor. Imishum ganvi. Or else you're going to make it that the orchim are going to come, they're going to see you have a beautiful thing hanging there, they're going to have a taiva to get it. So tonight they're going to come back and steal it. So since you're causing it to be stolen, that's why it's osur. But not because mechaven is osur. It could be, since it's eefsher, even though you're mechaven, it's mutter. But there's a new svar why it's osur. Because you're going to cause it to be destroyed. Yeah. By the Toshima, come on, bring another raya. The locher is moich reksus. Somebody that sells suits. He sells garments. When he sells them, he's allowed to put the suit on and walk around with the suit, even though it has sharpness in the suit. He shouldn't have kavana that in the sun to save him from the sun. He shouldn't have kavana in the winter when it's cold outside that he's wearing his clothing for the warmth. That's the abi is einel schaven itzmuter. So he's a moichrek suit. He's selling the suit. Even though it has sharpness inside it, but since he's not mechavan to have a no, it's mutter. Rashi moichrin kedakim means mutafim b'chsus klayim. He's allowed to wrap himself around with this beggar of klayim. The ain't mechavan on nois lavisha, because klayim is only osur if you have a no from lavisha. If you're wearing the beggar and you have a no from it, that's osur. Here, the person by state has his own suit underneath. He's wearing his own begodim. He's only putting a suit on top of that, like a merchant to go show off the suit to sell. So he's not mechavan to have no enjoyment from the cloth. Therefore, it's mutter. Vatznuyim. What about people that are machmed Rashi Prushim Shemrachim in Akir Minademaloi? People that are big machr upon themselves that don't want to even come to do an Isser. What do they do? Mashilul Nachrayim. They don't wrap it around this beggar that has klayim. They just mash, they throw it in the back of them. But makal on a stick. In other words, b'chlal is not touching the body. It's just like hang. They have a stick hanging in the back of them, and it's hanging on the stick. That's what they do with the klayim. Now b'yohocho, this is the case. The efshel lemevikatsnuyim. Whoever wants to go and sell suits, he doesn't badavka have to wear the suit to show off with it. He could do like the tsnuyim does. He could just hold the stick and let it hang on the stick. And still we say, even though it's efshel to do a hetadik away, still we say v'chilay mechavin. But when you do it, when you do wear the suit, as long as you're not mechavin, still it's mutashari. This is a pirchut upshlug on the first lashon, the way Rava learned. The first shot, the machlokes was, it was a machlokes according to Reb Shimon Shita, that Reb Shimon holds, ain't the meskavin is mutter. Savayi says, ain't the meskavin is always mutter. As long as it's not a psik ratio, it's mutter. Rava said, no. When is ain't the meskavin mutter according to Reb Shimon? Only where it's efsha. You don't have a choice in the matter. Where you want to pull in a nice heavy chair outside, so you don't have an eitzah to pick it up, it's too heavy. The only way you can do is just drag it. That's where Reb Shimon said it's mutter. But Rava said, but if it's efsher, if you have the possibility of picking up the chair, it's light chair, then you have no right to drag it along the chair. That's what Rava said. As long as you have a way to do it the heter gomer, you have no right to do it the makim iser, even though it's ain't mischaven. Here we have a tiyufta, because here's the case: this person is selling the suits. Now he doesn't badavka have to wear the suit; he could just have the suit hanging on a stick. And hanging on a stick, the fathers know he's the client. Still we say, no, it's mutter for you to wear the suit, as long as you're not mechavin. So you see clearly, ain't the mechavin is mutter. Our lechura is a psikresha here. Tais talks about it. One test Tais says, you have to say it's not a psikresha. It's a bissel mod nezach. Zayin Meg is talking about, since you're wearing an undersuit anyway, so when you put the second suit on top of you, it's not a psikresha. It doesn't have to happen. You have an enjoyment from it. Because you have your own suit that you have your enjoyment from. So the top suit doesn't have to give you hanor. So as long as you're not mechavin for the hanor, it's like a mutter libud Reb Shimon. Even though you have the choice to do it another way, so what? That's only paskal halacha like this. Rabbah, the ein mechavin is mutter as long as it's not a psik ratio. As long as it doesn't 100% have to happen, it's mutter li abi and not mechavin. Yeah. Right. Now the next part of the Mishnah said, v'lo yasik bo tana v'kirayim. On Pesach, you're not allowed to take chametz and put it into the oven and burn it and use it for the fuel to heat up your oven, because you're having hanor from it. And chametz is also hanor. You can't have this hanor of use getting the heat from the chametz. Tanur Rabbon, we're going to the price like this. Tanur, you have this oven. Shesiku v'kli payola. The first time you burnt it up in the oven, you made the fuel. What do you use for fuel? As the mold didn't have gas, you used to have to use wood. So instead of using wood, they use klipa yorla. So you have the fruits of orla, the first 3 years that was grown, it's osa banor. They use the klipa, the shell around the fruit. That's also osa banor. Oy v'kashin shor klaya kerim. They add klaya kerim, also vegetables growing near the grapes. That's also osa banor. So they use this isra anor to burn, to make the heat inside the oven. Halacha is like this. Chodesh. If this is the first time you're using the oven, now the first time you use an earthly oven, the heat that comes into the oven is mechazik, fixes up the oven. That's like the gemar, the fixing, the finishing of building this oven. So considered you build this oven now with the suri anor. So chodesh, if it's a new oven, the first time being used, yutatz. It's considered the oven now also zosav anor. Since it was made, it was finished with the suri anor, with orla and klai kerim. Therefore, it's considered, we'll soon see, like yesh vachetz mapas, as if the actual orla and the klai kerim went into the oven. Therefore, the oven now is also banor. There's no way to use it. Yutatz. You have to break the oven. What about yoshim? Let's say it was an old oven. You used it a few times already. So that oven, before you use now the fuel of orla and klai kerim, was a finished orla, a finished oven already. So now when you make the heat is not building anything in the oven. The oven was finished already. All you did now is you need heat here to bake the bread. So you made the heat with the klai kerim and the orla. The locher is, Yoshan Yutzan, then the oven doesn't become Aser Banor, because the oven was made without the Yisur Anor. It just, you have heat now from Yisur Anor. So true, you can't enjoy the heat, you have to wait till it cools off. But when the oven cools off, you're allowed to use it a second time. Go put new wood in, wood of heter, and gesundheit bake. Because the oven was made better. I have heat now, so true, don't use the heat, that's all. What about ofa boyasapas? Hey, Spishas, you have this oven, and you have the fuel, the wood that's making the fire is orlo klakerim. So it's osa bano. And with this fuel, you bake bread. Is Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says, apas asura. That's all we paskin. Tremendous chiddush. The bread that you bake now becomes osir. It's mamish osir banor. And the svar will soon see it. You say, yesh shvach eitzim apas. It's considered that the wood on this orla on the bottom, this orla, when you burn it, we look as if the orla itself gets turned into a smoke and goes into the bread, and we look as if there's mamish orla in the bread. So when you eat the bread, it's considered like eating the orla. Therefore, the pas is osir. That's Rebbe svara. That Rebbe holds a pas asura. The Chachamim say, no, hapas muteris, what's going on here? What's osa banor? The klai akerim and the ol is osa banor. That got burnt up. You burnt it in the oven, it's burnt up. What goes up? Now, true, you're having some enjoyment, but that doesn't answer the bread. The bread is flour and water. There's no isuri anor in the bread. So the rabbanon hold the bread is muter. Hapas muteris. What about bishlo agabi gicholim? Let's say you first put the bread on top of the gecholim. You waited until mamish the orla became coals, red hot coals. So it's like burnt up legamri. Divri hakom mutter. Then even Rebbe holds the bread is mutter. Because once the klai kerem came into coals, it's like poke isura. It's like the isura not here anymore. It came into coals, it's nothing. So therefore, now the heat that comes out of the red hot coals, that's the chamutter. Then the bread is mutter according to everybody. So that's the brisa. Shreti Gemara Stira. For Tanya, we learned another brisa. Bein chodosh, bein yoshan, yutzan. No, whether you're making this fire with orlo and klai kerim, even though it's a new tanner, this is the first time you're doing it in this oven. And now this heat of the orlo is making the oven. Still, we say yutzan. All you have to do is just cool it off, and you're allowed to use it the second time. So it's a stira. The first brisa said, if it's a new tanner, then we say the other svar is, since you're finishing, you're like building the tanner with the Yisuri Anor, we say the tanner is also Osav Anor, that you have to break it. And here it says, no, even a new tanner, it's not considered like it's being built with the Yisuri Anor, but rather the tanner is a tanner. And I, there's heat there, so true, the heat you can't use. Wait until it cools off, but when it cools off, you're allowed to use it, so it's a stira. And the Gemara Lakash, there's no stira. I'll tell you, Rebbe vo Rabbonin. One goes according to Rebbe, one goes according to Rabbonin. Because Rebbe's svara was, we just said, that if you bake the bread, at the same time when you have the oil in the oven, we'll say a svara, yesh shvach eitzim apas. We look as if this eitzim here, this wood of orlo, when you're burning it, it like changes over, and it goes up into the bread, and in the bread we go to see the orlo. That was Rebbe's svara. That's what Rebbe said, the pas is osur. So according to Rebbe, it's very good why the tanner is also osur. That's from the first brisa. You have to break this tanner. We're talking about a tanner that wasn't finished yet. This is the first time you're making the tanner. So what's making the tanner? The shvach eitzim. These eitzim of orla, when you're burning it, this heat goes into the tanner and fixes the tanner. So according to Rebbe, burning the wood, we look as if mamish the eitzim, yesh shvach eitzim apaz. Or yeshvach eitzim matanur. We look as if mamash the orla went into the oven. Therefore, this oven was made with Yisuri Anor. It's aser. Mashenk and the Kohen Chacham, we don't say that smara. The Chacham say the bread is mutter. Why, we said? Because the Chacham say, look at the eitzim. The eitzim itself, you're burning it. So the heat comes out of the burnt wood already. Like the Chzonish is mazber. It's again like first it becomes ephes. The klai akerim first becomes nothing. It becomes ashes. And from the ashes, the heat comes up. So Chum say, you can't say Yeshvach Eitzim. We can't consider like the Orla is going into the oven or going into the bread. No, the Orla got burnt up, got lost here. What's coming up is something new, heat. Heat doesn't answer. So that's the Chum Svara. So therefore the Chum say the bread is mutter, so then the Tana was also mutter. In the Tana we never see the Orla. We never see Yisurin on the Tana. Therefore you just can't have enough from the heat. Because the heat, Lamaisa, came from the Orlom. But the bread or the Tanner is mutter. Therefore, is no stira. According to Rebbe, Yeshvach Eitzim Apas, both the bread is osir, because we consider like the Orlom went into the bread. Hua din the new tanner is also you have to break. Because we consider as if the Orlov went into the new tanner, so this new tanner now is Isuri Anom, therefore you have to break it, you can't use it. But according to the Rabbanan, you don't say that Svarim. The Issa doesn't go over into the bread or into the tanner. Therefore, it's just let it cool off, and you could use it a second time. For the Gemara, no, it's not enough to answer goes according to Rebbe. I'll tell you a difference. Hey, Madishamal the Rebbe, when did we hear from Rebbe that if you bake bread, the same time you're burning fuel from oil and Klai Kerim, Mishum Diyesh Vachetzim Apas. Since you have the wood on the bottom and you're burning that wood that's Orla, or the Paris, the Klippim that's Orla, so we say that Orla goes straight into the pas. The pas has oil in it, and the pas is also teat. Mashenkein Zev is a Gurim Mishamatle. But the case of an oven, that's considered Zev is a Gurim. You're using two things to make the pas. What happened here? You have this oven. So the first time you make the oven, the first time you use it, true, you have inside heat decay from Orla. So this Orla went inside the oven and made the oven finished. So still you have an oven now made with Orla. True. The oven itself is awesome. Now the next time, how do you use the oven? You don't eat the oven. The oven by itself you don't use. How do you use the oven? You want to bake a second time. How do you bake a second time? You have to bring new wood in here, and the wood gives off heat. So the second time, there are two things making the bread. There's the new heat, and there's the tanner that holds the heat inside it. So that's considered Zev is a Gurim. What's making the second bread you bake in this oven? Two things are making the bread. It's the heat of the wood, and it's the tanner that's holding, containing the heat inside it. That's called Zev is a Gurim. Who said, yeah, behold, Zev is a Gurim is awesome? That's another Machlokes. Zev is a Gurim. When you need two things to make an Isser, maybe since you need the heter also, it's Mutter. As when does Rabbi say the bread is Isser? That's only considered one Gurim. That's also Shver. Even why is that called one Gurim? So Farshim say, when you have the wood right underneath the bread, and we see the heat coming up directly from the burned Orla into the pot, that looks like one Gurim. We look as if Mamish, the heat from the Orla goes straight into the pot. That's what Rabbi says the bread is Isser. But in the tanner, true, the tanner became Isser. But the next time you want to use the tanner, when you're baking your bread the next time, you don't just use the tanner, you have to put new wood in. Now that wood is hetadika wood. So what's causing the heat the second time to bake? Two things, hetadika wood and an oven. Who said, Rabbi said, that's Isser? And for the Gemara, enichnami, el lekasha. Or Reb Lezer, or Reb Bonin, enichnami. Maybe it's not Rabbi, it's Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer, we know, whole Zev is a Gurim is Isser. For the Gemara, hi Reb Lezer, where's this Reb Lezer that's told Zev is a Gurim is Isser? Elaim, if you want to tell me from this case. Reb Lezer, the Sor. A case of Sor, sourdough. The Tanan. Sor, shel chulin. If you have sourdough from chulin, but shel truma. And you also have some sourdough that was made from truma. The wheat was, the flour was truma. Shel noflu teichisa. Now both a part of sourdough from chulin and a part from chulin, truma and chulin fell into this dough. Now, v'yein b'zekh de'l hachmitz. Each piece of sourdough by itself could not have made this dough rise. It wouldn't have made it chametz. Now, you need both together. V'nitzarfu b'chimtzu. Because you had like 2 pounds. You had 2 kizaisim. Like you had a kizayis of the chulun and a kizayis of the truma. You needed 2 kizaisim of the sourdough to make this dough become chametz. So, nitzarfu. What's the locha? Is Reb Lezer Weimer Acher Acher Nibo? I go after what came in last. If the last one that came in was Truma, it's Osir. If the last one that came in was Chulin, it's Takamutter. The Chacham Marim Chacham say no. Bein Shenoflu Islach Tchila. Doesn't make enough Kamina which Kizayis fell in first. Whether the Truma fell in first. The sourdough of Truma fell into this dough. Bein Shenoflu Islach Soif. Whether first the sourdough of the Chulin fell into the dough, and second came in the sourdough of the truma. The Rabbanan say, "Oilam ein osir." Don't make enough kamin; it's never osir. Why? Because they hold this is another case of zev is a gurim. Could the sourdough of truma by itself make a chametz? No, it itself wasn't enough. You had to come.